Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Are you looking for some good, clean positivity? Good, me neither. I'm Maddie Murphy, and I host The Bad Broadcast, a weekly comedy podcast dedicated to talking about everything we love to hate. I searched my whole life to find my passion. Little did I know, I had been practicing my true talent every single day, complaining. Join me every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at The Bad Broadcast to answer our weekly questions and for a chance to be featured on the show. See you there.
This is Amanda Hirsch from the Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast. You might know me from Not Skinny But Not Fat on Instagram, where I spend my time talking about reality TV, celebrities, everything happening, and pop culture. I also talk to some of our favorite celebs and reality TV stars. We talk about what's going on. Tune in every Tuesday and just feel like you're talking with your best friends in your living room.
You look so cute.
Thank you.
Loving your outfit.
Thank you.
Olivia Flowers is here, which, by the way, what a good last name.
Thank you. I like it. Everyone thinks my name's a stage name.
Is it?
No.
Oh, okay. It's like Flowers. Such a good last name.
Thank you.
Okay, Olivia Flowers, Southern Charm in the house. I'm a huge fan of the show. Tell us how you got on the show. Did you ever discuss this?
A couple of times. I mean, I'm family friends with Leva. And like my dad and her husband do business together. And so she reached out to me when I was living in LA at the time, working as a production assistant. And she called me and she's like, they're looking for new faces. I'm just going to put your name in to see how it goes. I never thought it would continue to go. But it was also around the time of COVID. So I had like months to really think about it and talk about it with my family. And, you know, some of my other castmates, they've told me they got their contract in like a week.
And so you had a lot of time to process.
I had a lot of time.
So you were in LA. What were you trying to do in LA?
Initially, I just always knew I wanted to be in the entertainment industry. And I went out there initially like thinking acting, but then I got the job as production assistant and I loved behind the camera
work. Were you on a show, like on a show?
Yeah. It was called The Colony. It was scripted. It was on USA. And so it was on the Paramount lot. And then I also did like subbed in for other projects. And then I started working for an acting coach, and she was like a coach I got hired after actors booked their jobs. So like she would go to set and coach them there.
Oh, cool.
And so I got to kind of be her assistant, and I learned a lot with like casting and editing, and I loved it. And then COVID hit, and then the show came.
Wow.
So a huge detour, but I was happy about it because my family was in Charleston, so I wanted to be close to them.
So you were in LA by yourself, like straight out of college.
Mm-hmm.
You were like, I'm going to try to get into this industry. Did you get on any auditions? Did you like have any?
I had an agent in Atlanta because Atlanta is huge for filming.
Originally, you're from Texas.
Texas. I was born in California, raised in South Carolina, but moved to Texas in high school. So Texas is home.
And then college was?
Clemson, which is South Carolina.
Oh, okay. And then LA.
Yeah.
And you would have stayed in LA if not for the show, you think?
I think for a little while longer, but I always knew I wanted to go back and be closer to family. And the show just came and kind of expedited my decision to go back. But I would have stayed a little bit longer. I was getting excited about things in LA.
And your family that whole time was in Charleston.
Yes.
And then we meet you season 8 mm-hmm. and you're like living with your family in the house.
Yeah.
And at that point you had met Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So Leva introduced you kind of before the show. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Leva introduced us. He like reached out to her and was like, who is this? And then she kind of like set us up to meet. He came to Leva and I's combined birthday.
Oh, you did party. A birthday with her?
Yeah.
Before filming?
Before filming.
Oh, wow.
I know. So that was.
If you like have the same birthday meeting. Like around,
she's like 3 weeks ahead of me, but we like forced it, and it was like 30 of Leva's friends and 6 of mine, and 4 of those were my family members, so it's more a Leva's party.
Was she trying to get you like in with the crowd?
I think so, yeah. She knew I was coming back and like wanted me to just like be around it, and she's like big sister for me there.
Yeah.
And so yeah, that's what that was.
So you met him that night at the party?
I'd met him one other time before, but at the party was like we were both there to kind of like see each other and hang out.
How long was that before starting a film?
I'm wrong. I'm so sorry. Okay. Craig and Austin had a bachelor party in Palm Springs when I was in LA and I had already met them once and they're like,
what's a bachelor party? Oh, somebody else was getting married. I was like, what is like, just, okay.
No. And I remember showing up and it was like all, of course, it was all dudes. And I was like, oh, my God, they're going to think I'm the entertainment.
So why'd you show up?
Well, I wanted to go hang out with Austin and Craig. And I just, like, was – and I took one of my girlfriends. But I remember walking, and I was like, they're going to think we're the strippers. Like, we're the only girls here in the desert, and we're walking into this party. But it was really fun. So
wait, were the other dudes not mad that, like, girls came to the bachelor party?
I did ask, but they all were cool. And they were from Charleston, and I knew some of them, too. So it ended up being, like, a fun hangout. But
did any of it feel like trying to set something up before the show started filming? Or was that like between you and Austin? Or was that not the vibe?
No, I mean, it really stayed between Austin and I because like we connected and then talked and hit it off on our own. The show just, of course, encourages whatever direction you're going in.
Yeah.
So he and I were already kind of talking before. So they're like, great, like, yeah, let's follow this. You
yeah
know? So that's why I always am like, no, I didn't get the show because
of Austin.
Yes.
Right.
It's such a big misconception.
I think the way that the show starts and you're introduced is like, here's a girl that
yeah
that Austin is like seeing now.
Yeah. And
but
Austin
you came
does,
on because of Leva.
Right. And Austin does the introduction for
mm-hmm
me. So that is obviously why that kind of seems. But yeah, Leva is the reason I'm on.
Is she, aside from her, like, did you click with any of the girls before you started filming?
Naomi and I got off on a rough start, as well as Vanita. But the next party after our argument, we like squashed it and have been close friends since. Taylor was like one of the first, I would say. I just feel like we had more in common.
Yeah. Is she your age? Is she younger than you a little bit?
She's a year younger than me, 2 years younger. But no, I mean, I really feel like I hit it off. I felt like I kind of had it easy coming in.
You can't.
You
yeah
know,
yeah.
I didn't get tossed in as for any kind of drama or,
I was
you know
thinking that because I was like, you're coming on a show, season 8. These people all, like, have been together for so long. Usually that would be a rough start.
Yeah.
And you didn't really have that.
I didn't feel like, I mean, everyone was really cool, like, welcoming me in. And my family had lived there for so long. So I feel like they'd kind of, like, established themselves there. And so it was an easy transition. I got lucky because I've seen other people's not so much.
Well, I think it's not lucky. I think it's you because you, I think from the beginning, you just are a good person and that shows, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you didn't seem like you were there to, you know, cause any drama or like ruffle up
yeah
any feather.
Ruffle feathers.
Ruffle?
Well, yeah. Well, also too, like they really loved like my parents being a part of it and like
they
the
did
family
yeah, yeah
dynamic. So I was like, that, I mean,
why did they love that stuff? There was a lot of wine. It was a cool vibe, right?
A
your
lot
mom
of wine
was always like
yes
offering wine.
Yeah.
Does that happen like all the time when you go home?
Happy hour is a big, big thing at our house.
So do you have other friends in Charleston aside from the show, or did you not really have like a core group there?
I had a couple friends from college that lived there, but no, like my core group was more in Dallas and Greenville, South Carolina, where I grew up. So
was that hard in that way that you didn't really have friends there?
Yeah, kind of. And also like I'm not... But Charleston's always been the place that I vacationed and visited growing up. It was never a place I lived. So mm-hmm it was kind of an adjustment, like living in your vacation place.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But do you love it now?
I do. Yeah.
Are you going to stay there, do you think?
I don't know. I just don't. I feel like I have like commitment issues when it comes to geography. Like,
oh,
I don't
really
ever want to, like, signing a lease is the most terrifying thing in the world to me. So I feel like I don't ever.
Do you have your own place there now?
So my parents are in Houston and I am like the
guarding the house?
Guarding the house. Yeah. But I do, like, I've been looking, but I just cannot bring myself.
Why
to, like,
would you,
pay.
Though, get your own place?
I know. I don't, I mean, just to have your own stuff. Like, you know, like, it's my family's house, and I feel like I'll feel a little bit more at home in Charleston. Right now, I just, like, leave every chance I
get. You're, like, traveling a lot and stuff.
Yeah.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
If you guys don't already know about Organic Olivia, let me introduce you. Organic Olivia is basically traditional herbalism for modern life health issues. I know that, like, going to an herbalist can sound a little bit scary or like something woo-woo that, you know, you're not familiar with. So this is not that. This is for you. Olivia is a clinical herbalist, and she has a collection of natural medicinal tinctures and adaptogens that work on everything from digestive troubles to skin problems to hormone issues. She has amazing products like Mane Magic that reduces hair shedding, liver juice. It makes skin dewy and great, and glucobitters. Those balance blood sugar before you eat carbs, kind of like what Ozempic does, but natural. Okay, so that's their best-selling tincture, is the glucobitters. And basically, it's infused with over 500 milligrams of herbs that help balance blood sugar to combat insulin resistance and improve metabolic health. So the herbs and glucobitters lessen cravings and support insulin sensitivity. So you can take a couple of drops in a glass of water before a big meal, and voila, you'll feel full faster. Okay, we love a natural solution. Organic Olivia has thousands of positive product reviews, an amazing and diverse array of products to check out. This is a brand that never offers discounts, so it's your lucky day. Go to organicolivia.com and use code NOTSKINNY at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's Organic Olivia, ORGANICOLIVIA.com, and use code NOTSKINNY for 15% off for a limited time only. Okay, for all you procrastinators, there's still time to get the perfect gift for your loved ones. Add drumroll, Macy's. Macy's knows that we're out here being late on gift buying. So they're offering literally a last minute gift sale. Now until Saturday, December 23rd, you can get an extra 20% off great gifts, including latest wardrobe updates, makeup and skincare sets, season's hottest toys for your kids, and everything else on your wish list. So if you go to Macy's.com and you use the promo code GIFT, you'll save 20% off all that stuff that I just told you. But if you're feeling so crunched for time that you don't even know where to start, don't worry, Macy's has all the inspo for you. You can use Macy's Gift Finder, okay? And you can shop by price there. You can shop by budget. If your budget is $25 for a work colleague, $50 for, you know, a friend, or Lux for me. No, I'm just kidding. Shop by gift lists. So Macy's has curated unique lists for all the personalities in your life. If your loved one loves a spa, or, you know, someone in your family is a big sports fan, Macy's has you covered. You can find curated gift lists also from a lot of your favorite influencers. You could shop by category. It's all laid out for you. So no more excuses. Go check out Macy's.com/giftfinder and find that perfect present.
I wanted to address your brother's passing. I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
That was so hard to watch, and I'm sure hard to experience and hard to film.
Yeah.
This happened while you're filming season 9. Mm-hmm. Did you think to take a break? Did your family want you to step away for a minute? What was that like?
Production was really, really sensitive and accommodating with it. I took the rest of the week off. I believe it happened on a Monday. And so like that rest of the week, I didn't do anything and they completely understood. And then I went back pretty quickly after. But I remember having a conversation with my parents because I wanted to just like respect them and how they were feeling and everything. And my dad, you know, he's very business oriented, and he looked at us like, this is a job, this is a commitment, and, you know, it's fine with us if you want to go back. I do, and it ended up being like a good distraction too.
Right.
But at the same time, my head was all over the place. Like, just watching some of the episodes back, I have like zero recollection of some of the conversations I'm having. Not to sound like a forgetful housewife, because they always say that, but like, I really...
Well, you weren't drunk, you were dealing with...
Yeah.
You're right. Like, it could have been a distraction, but also... Did you ever feel like, how am I talking about this bullshit?
Yeah.
And like petty fights and boys and whatever.
100%.
Where like this huge thing happened and like puts everything in perspective.
Yeah, that's exactly how it felt. It kind of felt like someone just pressed play. You know, I said that another time talking about it, like everything was paused for a minute and then I was like, okay, we're back in it. And that was an adjustment, because I didn't want to go off on someone for something that like wasn't meant for them, you know? So I was really trying to just like...
Oh, you weren't trying to like, because you were emotional, like be harder on people?
Yeah, like snap off on someone when it's like misplaced emotion. And I feel like I've...
You really didn't, by the way.
I watch it back and I'm like shaking, like somebody wake her up, like have a reaction.
Oh, you think you were like on autopilot a little bit?
Yeah, I do. Mm. It wasn't until like Jamaica that I kind of see myself reacting more.
Like coming back to life.
A little bit, yeah. It's not in a good way. Like I was so exhausted and so tired, and like I just didn't have the energy to keep being polite.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, I'm excited for Jamaica. It hasn't aired yet, like while we're talking. Your brother Connor, how was he doing right before? Like, were you in touch with him? Like, did he seem like everything was okay?
Yeah, yeah. He was actually at a wellness center in Sonoma. And it was for, like, it treated not only, like, his problems with, like, the drugs, but it also dealt with his Lyme's and, like, got him on, like, a strict diet. It was just, like, a full-blown, like, wellness center.
And he has Lyme disease.
Lyme disease, yeah. And so it worked with all of his stuff. It worked with the addiction. It worked with that. It got his, like, diet on board. And it was his idea to go. Like, every time he wanted to get better, it was always his idea. So we all went there for Christmas. And spent Christmas there with him. And it was so much fun. Like Sedona, it was all our first time. And he made the absolute most of it for us. And so, yeah, that was the last time we were all together as a family. And it was like the best memories. And then he came home from there to Charleston. And that was the last time I saw him. We were actually supposed to go to dinner that night. And we just had really great conversations, you know, and not conversations that we would normally have, you know, like really deep and thoughtful conversations. And we got to tell each other things that we wouldn't normally tell one another. And I know now like those were all happening for a reason, because I'm grateful for that time. Yeah. And I'm so grateful for it.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
It's such a sad thing to happen. And for you, it happened on TV. And these people were around you, though, like your castmates, supporting you.
Very much
did,
so.
Yeah, you feel like everyone kind of showed up?
Yeah, everyone did. They were great. They all came to the funeral and visitation. They all came by on separate occasions, brought food. Craig cooked a lasagna, a gluten-free lasagna. And we're all sitting there telling him, like, tell Paige, thank you. We, like, really enjoyed the lasagna.
He's
like, I made it. And Austin, he brought a ton of food. He came by every day. And so, yeah, they all really stepped up. And I will always be grateful for that.
Did your family consider you maybe not sharing the full story of what happened? Did you guys maybe think, like, to keep that private? Or did you know you were going to be transparent about?
No, I mean, at the beginning, all my focus was on just how they felt, you know, and I just didn't want to step on their feelings with anything. I think we were just really just trying to, like, get through the shock of it together. And then I knew when the episode came out that people were going to start asking questions. And I actually got a call after the episode aired. I got a call from the coroner's office in Charleston, and they called and said, Page Six is blowing us up for the coroner report.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I wasn't expecting that. And
what did you say?
Well, I was just like, well, what's the legal response here? Like, do you have to? And there's this law called FOIA. It's like Freedom of Information Right. And under that, you have to turn over. For $65, you can buy medical results like that. And
so they don't need your permission.
She was really just calling to let us know we're going to have to.
Oh, and she was giving you a heads up.
Yeah. And I was like, how much time do we have? And there's a lot of research. And I called, I mean, the network, Bravo, like, they all were all hands on deck helping me with it. And so they helped my family, like, with a statement. And then they also helped us connect with People magazine, because we knew, like, okay, Page Six is going to have something to say about
this.
Oh, so you
wanted to have your story.
Yeah. And just, like,
first.
Do him justice and not make it so it was just like, oh, it's like a drug problem and that's it. Like, there was so much more to it.
Yeah.
And he was very, very private about it. But
did you feel, like, responsibility because, like, you're famous? So that brought that on?
Yeah. It was a lot of guilt because he didn't sign up for the show. You know, like, he didn't. And here he was, like, his name was in tabloids. And, like, my parent, that was the hardest part, is just seeing it affect them and having to deal with what was already so difficult on, like, another weird level.
Yeah.
And that was a whirlwind. But, I mean, we had help. And
well, luckily, do you feel like because Charleston is, like, so small? Because I wonder if, like, in another state, you would have even gotten the call. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, that's so true. I had been told that that could possibly happen. So when I spoke with them and they were the ones letting me know it could, I'd asked them. I was like, can you give us kind of a heads up? And they didn't have to.
Yeah.
So they agreed to. And that's very true. But I learned a lot legally about, like, our laws and stuff at that time. I was like, wow, that's foul.
So your family and you feel good about kind of getting your story out and being honest and kind of honoring Connor.
For sure. Because if it does bring awareness and help others, which my Instagram messages were just, like, blowing up with people with all the same experience with Lyme and then turning to addiction because doctors weren't listening to their symptoms. They were just kind of giving them pain medicine. It's just seeing how many people had the same experience was, like, enough of a reason to be comfortable talking about it. And my parents realized that, too.
Yeah. Did anybody on the show disappoint during that time?
During it, no. But it was, again, like, afterwards, like, when we picked back up and started where we let, like, the drama and stuff, like, that to even be talked about. And I just felt like I didn't.
Like, they're forgetting too quick.
Yeah. And I didn't need to be, like, pet and, you know, checked on all the time. But I just would have appreciated a little bit more grace and understanding.
Well, that's what makes you so not a reality TV star in a way, in the best way I'm saying this, in the best way, because, like, you are so kind, you're so gracious. I could see so many, and we've seen on other shows, like, people that deal with, you know, any sort of trauma or death, like, would have exploded on anybody, rightfully so, you know, being like, this happened to me. How are you? And you literally are just so kind and so didn't go there, even though people hurt you.
Yeah.
And how did you, like, you're just that kind of a person.
I think, I mean, the autopilot thing that you mentioned earlier, that was, like, a big part of it. But I do think that I just knew it wasn't going to serve me at all, like, reacting. And if they weren't already thinking in the terms of like what I'm going through, like I'm not going to be the one to
remind them.
Yeah. It's just like, okay, noted. And I think that's why later in the season, I do start to kind of have a bit of a temper because I'm just kind of
in shock that people aren't sensitive.
Yeah. Like but I don't know. And I also just wanted to be sure not to just go off the handle. I wanted to, it's funny because people always say that, like, you handle it so well,
right?
But like looking back on it, I'm like, did I? But I mean, I appreciate you saying that though.
No, it's completely true. Did you watch this show before going on?
I did, yeah.
Like in general or to get ready for it?
In general. I watched it like the early years.
Oh, yeah, wow.
A while ago. And
like when Catherine and what's his face? Thomas.
Yep. Thomas Ravenel, Catherine.
Oh, my
Cameron.
God.
Yeah. I watched it like early on.
Did you ever think you would be on it? Like looking back, like you watched the show.
No, I really, I didn't. Like when Leva said that to me, I was just like, oh, like, yeah, definitely throw it in there. I didn't think it would get to it.
Did you ever think you would be on reality TV? Like when you said you wanted to be in the industry, was that ever like an option in your mind?
No, I didn't. I was thinking like scripted.
Yeah.
Only scripted. And to me, I looked at this as like another avenue. I was a little nervous because you don't really see that many scripted actors go from that to
right.
like, reality, you know? So I didn't think that was any kind of springboard.
You didn't think that was going to like help you
yeah.
with that.
I honestly was like, okay, I have to make a decision.
Right.
I don't think I can do both. But then, no, I didn't think it would be something I would do. But
Well, look at Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
She's becoming an actress now.
She is. She's popping up all over
the place.
She's popping.
I mean, she did AHS.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't.
I haven't either.
But I heard she was really good. Uh-huh. And now she's like, I think like in two more.
She popped up in a couple like Tyler Perry movies, I remember.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Probably like cameos.
Yeah.
But this is like she's an actor now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to check that out.
Yeah. Anyway, so never say never. Do you feel like when you started the show, obviously reality TV was like new to you. Do you feel like you have your understanding more of how everything works now?
I actually do. Like, and I don't know if that's because I'm interested in like paying attention to it, but I'm catching on. And I remember Leva before going into it trying to explain to me different things. And she was like, I honestly can't tell you how this is going to be. You just have to experience it. And she was right, because it's not only with like the business side of it, but like relationships and just how you talk to someone versus, I'm trying to think of the way to put it.
Like on camera?
Yeah. Like, or just thinking like you're never fully able to like trust 100%.
Right.
You know, and that's like, that was different. And,
right. Because people will always, part of the show is like, did you hear what she said?
Yeah.
Like, she told me this or like, whatever. Season 8 went by pretty like unscathed for you aside from the reunion, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everything came to a head there. And then this season is like your season.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of all surrounding the drama. Did you ever expect that to happen? Did you think like, oh, I'm going on the show, I'll like be in the crew? Did you think like you would have a season that was like so centered around you?
No, I did not expect that starting out. I think like in my head, it was if Austin and I like moved forward and actually started dating, I thought that would be it more. Like if he and I had drama and like I could see that taking more of a presence, but I never saw it going like the way that it did.
So why did you break up?
It was just very shaky to start with, but we got really, really close when cameras went away. That's like when we like dated. And then I remember at reunion, I had had his back a lot when we were together, and it just felt like I'd had his back a lot. And then we go to reunion and he just like didn't have mine at all. That was like the turning point for me. There's so many different things that happened, but like I just remember for me, that's what changed, is seeing him just sit there quietly at reunion when like Madison was like going in and like making fun of the relationship and saying there wasn't a relationship, and he was just quiet. And I remember just like my heart sank. Like I was like, because that was the first time we were filming like together, because we don't film together on the season. We're kind of like off having conversations about each other.
Mm-hmm.
So then to like spend 8 months together and then do reunion and see him at like that, like I was like, I just felt like everything was
like not real.
Not real. Yeah. And I don't know. We were so back and forth. Like, I think we had no business going into things romantically. We should have just stayed friends.
Oh, from the beginning, you think it shouldn't have happened?
Yeah, because we're much better as friends.
Where I'm at in the season now, it sounds like you're the one that got away for him. Like, he's like, I love her. Yep. He says it to you. He says it to Madison, which is, how weird was that seeing Madison and Austin talking about you?
And I made a comment on there, and I actually apologized to Madison for it, when I was like, how would you feel if your spouse was talking about, like, her and her husband? I was like, how would you feel if your spouse was talking to the ex? And I felt really bad for saying that. I didn't even remember saying it. And I watched it back and I was like,
why did you feel so bad about it?
Well, just like talking about Brett, like I was saying, I wonder how Brett feels, like, if Madison's sitting there talking to that. I don't know. Cause I don't know anything about.
It's so sweet that you apologized. Are you and Madison, like, cool now though?
Yeah.
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 From the beginning, it's weird though, cause you both dated Austin, but obviously everyone's so incestuous. What do you think about that? How is everyone so incestuous? Forgive everybody so quickly, move on. Shep is okay with Taylor and Austin. He's okay with the nude sent to Whitney. Like, everything's okay with everybody.
That was Shep's, like, mantra this season. Like, everything's okay. We're okay. I'm okay, right? Everything's okay. And I was like, if you do that kumbaya shit to me one more time,
Is he faking it or does he not care, maybe?
No, I think he doesn't care. Like, I think he's so, like, I don't want to waste time caring about this stuff. Like, let's move on from it. And, like, I can appreciate that part of him, but I can also see how it causes people like Taylor to get upset. Like, that was something that she was so bothered by in the breakup. It's like, you just don't show any remorse. You don't show sadness that you don't have me anymore. Like, that was, like, her big thing with him. But that's just, I just feel like that's how they deal with it all, because they know they're going to be around each other all the time. They know they have, like, great chemistry. I'm talking about, like, the guys, like Shep, Craig, and Austin. So I think they just feel like they're better together than apart, so they just bounce back really
quick. It's funny, Austin said in the last episode that I watched, when Paige didn't end up coming to Jamaica, and he was like, not that there's trouble in paradise with Craig and Paige, but if there was, like, I wish you would tell me, like, dude, you can tell me. And I'm like, watching Austin say this, like, I want him to know that he can tell me anything. And I'm like, is he okay? Like, he really thinks, like, he's this, like, trustworthy person. Like, they fucked each other over so many times. Didn't, like, one of them tell Lindsay back on Winter House that the other, I mean, they just constantly. And it's like, how can you trust each other?
It's a different, like, realm of friendship. Like, I don't understand it. A lot of us don't. I don't have friends like I don't have friendships like that. But I think they just know, like, what works for them. But yeah, it's wild. I'm with you.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
eBay and I and you, I mean, we go way back. I've been using eBay before there even was an Amazon or online shopping. I mean, eBay was it. I remember buying my first watch there, typing in, like, gold vintage watch. I thought it was so cool. Nowadays, when you're shopping for, like, more expensive stuff and even designer stuff, it gets a little scary out there, because you want to know that what you're buying is legit, that it's real, that it's authentic. And now eBay is offering a new thing. It's called eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you know that what you're buying is real. Okay, eBay is making sure that the things you love and buy are authenticated by real experts, because we all know there is no feeling like real and there is no feeling like catching a fake, okay? So these days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. When you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. And that means that when you buy it, you know that it was authenticated by real experts through a hands-on, detailed inspection. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it. They're making sure you are getting the real thing. So when you're finally ready to buy that thing you love, I get it. You have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They're everywhere, and it's really hard to tell the difference for yourself. But with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Look for the blue check mark and know that it's checked by real experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So this season, we have the obvious drama with Taylor and Austin trying to maybe have something right after you broke up. I couldn't remember, like, how close were... Because this season starts, you and Taylor are two peas in a pod. You're mm-hmm. so close. How close were you when this allegedly went down? Well, not allegedly, I guess. When this went down between them.
I mean, we were very close at that point. We got close when we were both dating them. Like, when I was with Austin, she was with Shep. That's when mm-hmm. we got close. Because, like, the four of us hung out a good bit and would travel. And then the breakups obviously made us closer because we, like, confided in each other and both... We're there for one another. So
this is actually wild. I would say it's like as wild as it looks.
It is. Because I noticed, because you didn't see a lot of the friendship in our first season. Right. That's like when we're meeting. So I know it can seem that I'm being dramatic or I'm like beating a dead horse.
Because like, it doesn't seem like you were that close.
Yeah. But there's so much going on off camera. And then we pick cameras back up. So it's like people have to remember there's an 8-month gap here of things uh-huh. that happen. And so I never want to like, make it seem that I'm trying to like be overkill or dramatize something when it wasn't that big. Like I didn't want this for Taylor and I at all, but
yeah, it seems like you really care about her.
Yeah.
Like even after finding this out, you go to lunch, you try to go up to her parents' house. What happened there? You come, you do the whole drive. How long is the drive?
5 hours.
Okay, so this is crazy to watch. I didn't even know it was that long. You drive up to the mountain. Open mind. You mm-hmm. have your suitcase, you roll on in, and you roll on out. What happened? Like, what happened in that conversation on the deck there that really made you switch like that?
I just sincerely felt at that point that she was lying to me. Like, we had had so many conversations, and each time there was something new. So this conversation, I was like, she's not telling me the truth. And and the last thing I wanted, because I adore her parents. She's got a great family. The last thing I wanted to do was stay there after feeling this way. It's just like the more we talked and the more things she said that weren't adding up, I was like,
this is a mistake.
This is a mistake.
How long were you there in reality?
Well, at her house? An hour.
Where did you think you were going?
Well, I don't know. Did you see it?
No, I saw it. It was confusing.
Yeah.
So now we know. 5-hour drive. You leave thinking, I don't even know where I'm going from here. I just know I have to get out.
Yes.
They end up being around. So you crash the guy's thing.
Yeah.
And then sleep at Shep's that night.
Uh-huh.
But see her there.
Yeah.
How was that super awkward?
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty uncomfortable.
And then you have to kind of be there for her because Shep was mean
right.
to her.
Right. It's such a weird, that's how I was. It was 1 second, I'm just like over and I want to see her. And then, but my heart's still in it where I care about her as her friend.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, what Shep said was pretty terrible. So even if I wasn't friends with the girl, I'd be like, yeah, here's my wine to throw at him.
What she is admitting on the show, to make it too clear, is like she and Austin for a second thought that they would try because mm-hmm. they had such a close bond.
Yeah.
That in itself, without hooking up or having sex, is obviously breaking girl code, breaking friend code, breaking all the codes. It's fucked up. And like, how would she even... When she said to the camera, whatever, confessional,
uh-huh.
it happens all the time. Did you see that part?
Yeah.
Wow. Two best friends become... I'm like, it happened? What like... 60 minutes is she watching that's like happening all the time. That's when I was like, you were saying about other people having no remorse. That kind of felt to me pretty wild. That felt like she doesn't see this as a mistake. She sees this as it would have made total sense.
Yeah. And it's comments like that happen that she kept saying in conversations that made me realize like we are on very different pages here with how we value friendships. And
to say the least, though, Olivia.
Yeah, no, like it was But then it's like when she says stuff like that, I was just sitting there like, I don't even have a response to that because my brain doesn't even operate in that place. Yeah. And so I don't want to, I don't even know how, where to begin to explain how bizarre that was that you just said that. So I was just in every conversation was like that. Stuff's not adding up and you just got to be honest with me. It's going to be hard. It's going to be awkward and weird, but like it's going to get so much worse if you're not.
What did you feel like she was lying about?
Well, the first time she told me that they just thought.
Right, and then you found out they did make
well,
out.
Well, I was just like...
Then you found out she made the move. He said it and she said it.
Yes. But then she swore up and down there was no kiss. And then the next time we want to talk, she was like, well, there was a kiss. Like, it just was trickle of truth.
Yeah.
And then every time she did want to, like, tell me, I was in such an uncomfortable place. Like, did you see the pheasant dinner?
Yeah,
episode like yes. Where she tells me that they actually did kiss and then Chef's like, everyone sit down, put a smile on, eat a pheasant. And I didn't even have the space to react. And that's when I was just
that's
like.
That's the dinner that Madison is yelling at her.
No, that's that was, that you know, we're eating some other animal. We're eating steak at JT's clubhouse.
I weirdly, even though I had a lot of anger watching Taylor, how she treated you. How Madison was taking out her own stuff on Taylor.
Yeah.
Was, and you defended Taylor in that moment too.
Because mm-hmm.
it seemed like a lot. But do you think there's any, and then I got a lot of actual messages saying that Madison is right. That if she did that, there's a double standard. She would get called all these names by the guys, which she has. And Taylor somehow is doing this wild shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, Taylor, like, you know, Bible, do you think there is a double standard there?
I do. I definitely do. In the moment, I wasn't thinking of it like that. I was just trying to, like, protect Taylor from Madison's outburst. But thinking about it later and, like, Madison even saying that, like, if I did that, I was like, yeah, there's a very much a double standard. And I honestly don't know exactly what it is. Like, I don't know if it's, like, Madison's just, I think it's, like, the South, you know? Like, Taylor plays into the like good girl thing mm-hmm. and but yeah I felt that too. And mind you, that day was my first day back after being off from everything, so I didn't know what was happening. So when they started talking about the nude picture and like everything, I was just, I mean, the steak fell out my mouth. I was like, what are we talking about
it
here?
Sounds like to me now, to like psychoanalyze her, since Shep wasn't giving any reaction to any of this, like she just kept on doing wild shit.
Yeah,
it's like maybe now he'll react if I fucking send a nude to Whitney.
Yeah.
Maybe now he'll react if I consider dating his best friend.
No, I think you're spot on with that. And in that sense, it is. It's
she's spiraling in this season, though. I feel like that's no excuse to what she did to you and your friendship. But like you can tell that she's spiraling.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, a lot of why I wanted to still be able to be there for her. And why I was like trying to get us to like a better place, even amid what she was telling me. But at some point, I'm like, I gotta have my own back in this.
So did you give up on trying to repair that friendship?
I did, yeah.
And did she?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah.
She, I mean, we haven't talked really since filming, other than like our moms are still friends.
Mm.
And, you know, her mom will send me like very sweet messages. But like Taylor and I know we don't talk.
Did she ever, or did anyone else in the group say like you're being more mad at her than you are at Austin and why?
Not in the group, because I think like they understood, like knowing Austin and I's history and me probably just like falling back into old habits. But like the viewers and stuff,
the viewers can be harsh with
they're all saying that, and like rightfully so. Like I can understand why it seems like I'm giving one a pass and
but you're
not.
But in your defense, like, you're not dating Austin anymore.
Right.
Austin is your ex. She's your friend. Like, you can be mad at him, but at that point, like, you weren't in a relationship with him anymore.
Right.
So you can, like, but then, yes, he reached out to you about your brother and you were, but to me, it feels like if Taylor was trying that hard, you'd probably give her space, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really good point. I think, too, like, Austin reached out. Like came through at a time where I was very vulnerable and I had already started pulling away from Taylor because we had had all these conversations where things weren't adding up.
Yeah.
So like it was just like the timing of it all. And I just was looking for like comfort and that was Austin. And I just didn't, I didn't want to keep trying with Taylor because I didn't think I was, I felt like I was kind of the only one trying. And then Austin just swooped in at the right time and he was really there for me. And we had like trauma bonding, if you want to call it that. And so I leaned into that because I didn't feel
Austin did a lot of fucked up shit, not only to you in general, but it does seem in this case of your brother passing and also with you specifically, he's like going to therapy and he says like, I went because of Olivia.
Yeah, I was like, wait, really? Are you sure?
Like, what? You're not sure?
No, I was like, how?
It sounds like he's making it seem like you're the one that got away and that he doesn't wants to understand himself. Like, why would he not cherish this thing that he knows is so great?
Yeah. But that's the thing. Like, we just, everything with him, the timing of it was what was so uncomfortable. Like, he would want to be in a relationship, like, right before BravoCon or reunion or something. And then it was, like, right after reunion when, like, he was one that was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Like, it just, and so that's what I mean. Like, it just felt very, it started to feel very disingenuine there towards the end. And, like, I don't know. That's how I was going off of that.
So now you're dating somebody not on reality TV.
Correct.
You have a boyfriend. How's that? How long has it been?
It's been 7 months.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Going strong.
I know. I had him like just, I didn't really like talk about him much. I wanted to like see how it went first, you know, and then.
And then you hard launched.
And then I hard launched. I know. I didn't even know what a soft launch was. And I was like,
oh, was it a soft launch or hard launch?
No, it was a soft launch. And then I was like, okay, well, I'll do a hard launch now.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. No, I like him a lot. He lives in Dallas, which is like where I'm from. So it just is another.
Is it kind of long distance-y though then?
It is, but he can work remote. So he's in Charleston.
He's finance, right?
A good bit. Yes.
Mm, that's good.
Yeah.
Are you happy that he's not like in this world?
I am, but he also never watched the show. Like, I made him watch it with me one time, and it was, I have like a video of him watching it.
Only
it was,
one episode?
It was the first episode I made him watch was from last season, and it was when we were at, where we went to that place that Whitney took us. Anyways, we're playing Beer Olympics, like, we're getting hammered. And so I put that one on because I was like, I feel like that can.
Like, he needs to get the vibe.
Yeah, he needs
to. Are you preparing him? Like, you think he might come on?
I don't know. We haven't talked about it yet. He's just very much like do what you need to do kind of guy. Like, he doesn't seem like he would be interested in being on, but he's very supportive. And I think if there was a time where it would work for him to come on, it makes sense.
Yeah.
He probably would.
Do you see this being like the one?
So far. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And weirdly, you were on vacation with him and Austin together.
Weirdly. Yes. So
in the same vicinity,
same house
yeah.
and everything. The people who have the house there, we met them when we were like, when Austin and I were together. So then when we broke up, we both still stayed friends with them. So they were just like, well, we're going to keep inviting you to these things and y'all.
To our house in the Bahamas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, good friends to make.
I know. That's why I was like, listen, Austin, you don't matter enough for me not to go on this trip. Let's figure it the fuck out. Like, I'm going on this trip. So.
I wonder though, if for you, it's not hard. You have this new guy, you're happy. Did it seem like it was hard for him?
No. And if it did, I wasn't paying attention.
And like him and your boyfriend vibed.
They did. I remember like on the way there, I was like trying to like, I was telling Alex, I was like, yeah, you know, when you get drunk, you're a little like, you're very nice, but you don't have to be too nice with Austin. You can just be like, sup, buddy. Like, you don't have to be buddy buddy. He's like, I got this. It's fine. And then 4 hours later, I look and they're both driving up on a golf cart together. And I was like, there weren't enough golf carts at the club. Y'all had to get in the same one. But no, it was fine.
It was fine.
Yeah.
So I have to ask quickly about Rod.
Okay.
Was there ever a vibe?
There was. It was before filming.
Because on camera, didn't look like a vibe.
I know. I'm not kidding. Like, how things went with Austin first time around on camera, I was like genuinely holding back this. I was like, I just don't think I want another relationship. Like, I don't want to figure this out with someone on camera again. And like, I know that's not how it's supposed to go, but I couldn't help but think that way. And also, Rod, he's not anything like Austin. Like, they're very completely different, but it was me. Like, I was the one that made it complicated.
But were you weren't feeling him. That's what it looks like.
I think I was feeling him at the beginning, and then the more convoluted things got for me mentally, like the more I started to pull back and mentally.
Oh, wait, then
for
I have
me.
To ask about this. Now I just remembered, it's not even the bra. because like I'm gonna take off the bra the minute I get home too. Mm-hmm. But like, am I a like go to somebody's house, hang out that's a boy and take off the bra right away?
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
But it seriously was an uncomfortable bra. You took it off and left it there.
Yeah, it was. We were out downtown. I was ready to leave. And he was like, let's just go back to my place and kick in. We hadn't hung out in a while. And we were finally back in a good place. So I was like, yeah, I love that idea. And we went and we had fun, talked, wine, put on a movie. And just I had a huge hoodie on and just out of comfort, like did it. And then I was leaving to get my Uber. And he's like, wait, your bra. And I was halfway out the door. And I was like, just throw it away. And I remember the next morning waking up and I was like, what a fucking idiot you are. And sure enough, everyone knew about it the next day.
How did everyone know? Somebody saw it?
Austin had a girl come over after me.
That night.
Yeah.
Like Tindered
my
somebody.
Bra on the couch, displayed it. I'm the idiot.
Wait,
I get it.
You didn't do anything with him that night?
No, nothing.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-mm. If you would have, you would have regretted it probably.
Instantly. But also, everyone would have known about it. Look, I left my bra there and the whole town of Charleston knows about it. You think if we didn't hook up, that would be out there too?
Right.
But no, nothing happened.
What time did you leave?
Midnight?
Uh-huh. No, I'm just wondering what time like random girls are coming over to Austin's house. Just like interested.
That's what another episode when he's saying, he's like, you know, I'm just in a place right now where I'm not doing anything with any women. And he's saying that to Rod, and Rod's friend is the one who went over there. So Rod's sitting there like, well, you just had a girl over last night, so you can't be too serious about that.
Well, it was going back to Rod, like, I think people were like, oh, Rod. And then there was judgment on him, too, for, like, not having any tact and asking you to be exclusive during, first of all, while you're, like, at Chep's and, like, everything's crazy.
Yeah.
And then also, like, when you're obviously, like, going through it, like, it didn't, like, the fact that he thought it was the right time was a little weird.
I know that. I feel like he was put in a really difficult position because we were in a place where we were seeing each other. We'd gone on dates. I had expressed interest. And then this big thing happens. And he wanted to, like, be there for me and wasn't sure how, just, like, in the place he was in. Mm. And I don't know. I think maybe he just.
But he's a good guy.
Such a good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, such a good guy. Like, an absolute gentleman. He's so smart. He's so witty. And I hate that you don't get to see all of those sides of him this season.
No, but I think you do get to see that, like, he's a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, just that he, the little tactless with, you know, trying to have that conversation during that time.
Well, it was just bad, too. We had, like, Jerry Springer of Taylor and Shep behind us happening.
And he's like, and come here for a second. Boyfriend, girlfriend? And you're like, no, but it was nice because then, that's what I mean. Like, you didn't lead him on then. Like, he asked you. And you gave the answer.
I'm glad it turned out like that. I was like pretty wine intoxicated. And in my head, I was just talking in circles. But I remember watching it back and I was like, oh, that made sense.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay. Couple questions before you go. Quick ones. Who do you think is more likely to end up single forever? Shep or Austin?
Shep.
Shep. Who's going to stand Southern charm the longest? Shep.
Shep.
From 1 to 10, how intimidated are you by Pat?
5.
Yeah? Not that intimidating? Really?
No. She seems lovely. I think if you're on her bad side, yeah, you should definitely put that up there to a 10.
And also, how was Kathy Hilton's holiday party?
I was such a fangirl.
That's such a cool invite.
It was so cool. No, yeah? It was so much fun. I really, really, really wanted to get a picture with her. And the whole night, I was like, okay, just get that. Just get that. And then I'm on the carpet doing press, and I turn to my right, and she's right there, says hi to me, and I froze. And I was like, do we have any pictures of me at least looking at her? Like,
no.
No.
Are you a fan of Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
What else do you watch?
Vanderpump, Beverly Hills, and then Charm are like my three.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
What did you think about the comparisons with like Scandoval and your Scandoval?
No, like I
didn't feel like it was even close.
Not in the same arena.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all. I remember we were in BravoCon and I was like talking to Sandoval and there was someone else there. And they were like, oh, yeah, Olivia's on Southern Charm. She's kind of in a love triangle, too. And Tom was like, oh, yeah. And they're like, yeah, but she's the Ariana. And he was like, oh. And I was like, no.
God.
I was like, I'm not the Ariana. That was so much worse.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you handle everything, like I said, with such grace.
I appreciate that.
And thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
me. I can't wait to see next season.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate, the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.